1. Getting mad always made Gunvor Strom's head feel like it was going to explode. If she could, she'd kick the little shit till he cried for his mother, and then some more. She was well trained in Aikido and prided herself as being physically fit, but she's a 65-year-old woman and wiser for it. She quickly accessed the potentially volatile situation in front of her and determined there was a better way to deal with this punk than to play as he wanted. So instead, she laid a protective arm on the young girl and glared at the big-mouthed idiot. "Why do you keep doing this? Can't you see what you're doing to her?" Gunvor was so tired of hearing her own voice repeating the same things she'd been saying for days on end. And what was particularly annoying was that she knew he'd come out with the same crap as always, which was exactly what he did. "Listen, you old bag, how many times have I got to tell you, mind your own business and piss off?" Gunvor looked at him, waiting for her to reply with the usual placating words. "Just leave the girl alone. Go and pick on someone your own size instead." So, he got a real shock when she snarled, "Once more and I'll sort you out for real." She caught the surprise in his face before he covered it with a false laugh. "Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Clip me round the ear? You can always try." Humiliating as it was, it gave them the chance to escape without any more trouble. The sound of swearing and mocking laughter followed them down the steps and out of the tube station. Gunvor loosened her grip on the girl, but kept her close to her side as they walked out across Fruangenstore and turned left towards the walkway between Konsum and the gym. They walked in silence, with Gunvor feeling a mounting sense of injustice. "This has to stop," she thought. It started on Monday, although it had presumably been going on longer than that. But it was on Monday that Gunvor happened to be on the same tube as the girl, who later introduced herself as Elin. Gunvor had been sitting towards the back of the train.